we go. We are ready to talk. These guys are all sorts of excited, I can tell. And Marcos and Miguel, we are going to be talking about the Snake River concealment that you guys have. And this is to make sure that we know what we're doing when we're carrying a weapon around. And this, what exactly do you guys do?
So essentially what we do is we teach the Idaho Enhanced Concealed Weapons License. The license is good for up to 37 states to carry in other states.
Okay.
The course requires 8 hours of training broken up into what we call a legal section, which can be done in a classroom setting, and then a live fire segment where we actually take the students out and train them to use their firearms and fire off live rounds with their equipment and CCW.
Okay, so, and it is an 8-hour course, 4 hours. Basically what, textbook and just kind of sitting?
Yeah, we joke around and we call it death by PowerPoint.
Do you offer donuts at least?
we do try to offer some drinks and donuts and snacks. It is a 4-hour PowerPoint presentation where we talk about the laws, and we have some good information in there about self-defense, mindset a little bit, and so it covers quite a bit.
Okay, and you guys are located right here in Magic Valley, particularly in Jerome, right?
Yes, both my brother and I are law enforcement officers here in City of Jerome, County of Jerome, and we conduct our classes here in the City of Jerome and on the Jerome Gun Club range.
Okay, let's get your brother to tell us a little bit here. Let's, you know, speaking of concealed weapons, there are a lot of rules and regulations, obviously, if you have a license. As a police officer, what is it if I'm getting, you know, if you're asking me questions, are you cool with just saying, hey, you know, I got a weapon on me. I've got a concealed weapon permit. I mean, what happens if when you pull somebody over?
So normally people will tell us, yeah, hey, I have my gun on me or I have a permit. And, you know, for us, from a law enforcement standpoint of view, we just say, well, we live in Idaho. Everyone's going to have a gun. We assume everyone has a gun with them or on them. So if they tell us, cool, awesome. But if not, we kind of just assume you have it. We're not going to freak out if you have a gun close to you or on your persons or anything like that, you know, but obviously telling us will make us feel a little bit more at ease about things, especially if you have the license. It kind of gives us, okay, he has some sort of training.
And probably, like, hey, where it's at, whether it's
typically
on your leg or
on your center console, it's in my back hip. So typically they'll let us know. And like I said, we're pretty cool about it.
So tell me a little bit about the training. So you talk about, you know, you talked a little bit about what you do as far as training goes. It's a PowerPoint presentation, and obviously you're telling people the rules and regulations. You're also showing them safety, right?
Absolutely. We go through the gun safety aspect of it. We talk about ways to carry, techniques to carry, equipment to use to carry safely.
Okay.
I've seen folks come to class with no holsters and they throw it into their purse, and that's a safety issue. And so we talk about options to maybe incorporate in carrying in your purse. There are purses that are specifically designed to carry CCW handguns and so forth. So we talk a lot about safety.
So as just regular Joe citizen, what do I, you know, I mean, I'm carrying a weapon. What would you say the main purpose that I'm, I mean, I know I'm trying to protect myself, right? And so what are the rules and regulations on protecting me if I, you know, show up here early in the morning at the radio stations, it's dark as behebes out there. And should I, you know, what should I know? What should I think about if I hear somebody as I'm walking up the dark steps?
Well, Idaho has some laws that are very specific to what you can do in self-defense, and it strictly states that fear is not a sufficient foundation for self-defense to use deadly force on somebody else.
Okay.
So now you have to worry about imminency, which is the ability for that individual maybe inside the studio to cause you harm or injury. And so you need to know the law and what it is that you can actually do in those situations.
Okay.
And so learning the law and being educated on it helps quite a bit. It's not just simply showing up and being fearful and then using your
so
firearm.
Don't shoot first and ask questions later.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that a lot. It's like, well, if he goes on my property, I'm just going to shoot him. It's like, well, you can't technically do that.
Don't do that. But I guess if they point a gun, they start shooting at you, you have every right to defend yourself, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, and we talk about that. We have a lot of videos of self-defense that have been captured, and so we talk about the differences between each scenario. We have some home invasion videos where we have, you know, four armed muggers that walk into a home. That's a very, very different scenario than somebody just being on your property trespassing.
Right.
And so we talk about a lot of different scenarios that happen, things that have been seen, things that people have maybe seen nationally on things that have gone, you know, all over YouTube or the internet. So yeah. we talk about those items just to kind of, you know, really just kind of dissect them and say, hey, this is what we need to consider and what we need to learn about.
Right. So if you have intimate danger, you know, it's dark, you hear somebody crashing through your front door, obviously having a weapon next to you in bed, I would imagine that you would announce, hey, I've got a gun on you, dude. You might want to turn around and walk out that door. You try to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a little bit about having your firearm readily available. We are more than happy to give people information on things that we do in our personal lives. I have a one-year-old son, so for me, I didn't worry about it. But now that I have him, my firearm needs to be secured, needs to be locked away.
Right.
But at the same time, if I have my firearm in my garage where it's locked in the safe and somebody, you know, breaks down my front door, do I have the time to get that?
Right.
The odds are no. So we need to kind of find that middle ground of what is safe and then what is accessible enough to the owner or the user.
Yeah. And so I imagine the importance of knowing what you're supposed to do is something that you would cover. So that's the training importance. Exactly. Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So how do we make contact? I guess you have a class tonight. Is it closed still or open? What's the story there?
It's still open. I think we had six sign up, so it's still open.
What's the size of a class?
We generally try to keep it to 10. And it's not because of the COVID thing. That has a little bit to do with it. But yeah. the 10 rule was something that we decided as owners and instructors just to give students a more instructor ratio commitment. And so we usually try to have two instructors on the range. The class is still open.
So this is on the range tonight, right?
Yes, the range class tonight at 5:30 at the Jerome Gun Club. Okay. You can sign up on our website or through Facebook. There's a link to sign up.
That was the next thing I was going to say. And just let people know, you know, training isn't hundreds of dollars for you guys, right? Tell us how that works.
No. The price that we have is the lowest price in the valley. Our classes are $80 for the 8-hour course, which is a 1-day course. Or if you like to split it up, we do evening classes, and those classes are $40 per class. So we break it up into the legal portion of it, and then we break it up to the live fire segment as well.
And then that from there, you get a permit, right?
Yes, yes. You get the certificate.
You get the certificate that says I'm qualified, and you apply with the sheriff and all that kind of stuff.
Piggyback a little bit off of my brother here. So as far as Idaho concealed carry classes that we do teach and offer, we also offer other classes. We offer a basic for first-time shooters. We offer an intermediate for someone who's been to some type of training, who has some type of experience with the firearm. And we have a higher level than that. And we just offer a lot of variety as far as being able to take firearms and to expand on your training and be persistent with a firearm.
Okay. Awesome. Tell people once again, how do we make contact with you? And you've got the class tonight, but then do you have another class scheduled yet? Or is that kind of
so
ongoing?
I think the next class we have scheduled, the legal portion we have scheduled on what day? 23rd is when our next one. And you can sign up.
Which is Thursday.
Yep, yeah. You can sign up on our website, snickerconcealment.com, or send us a message on Facebook. All of our classes are typically posted on Facebook, and it's very updated and it's very current. We're on that like hot sauce, and it's just it's good. So.
Okay, so 80. Let me just for people out there going, okay, I got the license, or I've got the test and all that kind of stuff, and then I'm guessing it's just kind of like getting your driver's license for the permit, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And there's a fee for that, and then
the fee is with the sheriff's office. Yeah. So like I said, we offer. So once you complete our legal section, and once you complete the live fire section, we sign off on either or both sections, and then you keep the certificates. Essentially, you take it to the local sheriff's office that you reside in, and you pay the fees there, and they typically give you a paper copy, and then after like at least within 3 months, they'll send you a hard copy to your residence
that you can put in your wallet and carry around and present if somebody has a question. So okay, guys, well, appreciate it once again. Tell everybody it's Snake River Concealment, right?
Right. Correct.
And you guys are there together through thick and thin on teaching these guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely enjoy teaching. We joke around quite a bit, but yeah, we definitely take the education portion of it serious. And, you know, it's education that I think a lot of people are looking for and maybe sometimes don't know where to get it.
Okay.
And so we're out there offering this. And so if they're interested, get a hold of us on Facebook, Messenger, and
okay, once again, give us that contact information.
SnakeRiverConcealment.com is our website, or Snake River Concealment on Facebook, Snake River Concealment on Instagram as well.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you stopping by.
Yes, all right. Have a nice day. Thank you.